This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal after Hamas promotes numerous changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said on Wednesday some of the changes were workable and some not. The back and forth laid bare frustration over the difficulty of reaching an accord that can bring an end to 8 months of war that has decimated Gaza, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and left scores of Israeli hostages still languishing in militant captivity held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A U.N. inquiry found on Wednesday both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza, and Israel's actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrages upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. military on Wednesday urged a de-escalation in rising tensions between Israel and Lebanon. Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh.
We are seeing an increase in activity in the north, and we don't want things to escalate into a broader region.